Big Oil Check-In, exploring the end of the age of oil.
Last summer, I bought my first motorcycle, a little 125cc scooter. The EPA-rated mileage is 96 miles to the gallon, so I was hoping that in the real hilly world of Vermont, I'll get at least 80. One big question in my mind was, will a scooter help me save fuel? Here's an attempt at answering that 10 months later. No question that the scooter is more fuel efficient than the cars I had access to at the time. One car gets 30 to 35 miles to the gallon, the other 50 to 60. But a lot of my local transportation is by bicycle or by carpooling. I could see some occasions where the scooter would save fuel, like when I get pressed for time and don't leave enough leeway to bicycle the 11 or 15 miles to the radio stations I go to. In the past, I drove. In the future, I thought, at least when the roads aren't icy, I'll probably ride the scooter. On the other hand, Jevons' paradox of efficiency applies to me, too. Jevons' paradox says that as a process becomes more efficient, people tend to gobble up any efficiency gains by doing more of that process. For example, fuel efficiency increased in cars after the oil price shocks of the 1970s, yet driving went up enough to increase total gasoline use. So, what are the results? Well, in strictly mileage terms, I've been pleasantly surprised. The long-term average mileage was nearly 90 miles to the gallon last year, and in the mid-80s this year. What about total fuel use? Well, life before the motorcycle is hard to compare to life afterwards. For one thing, I'm single now. I used to use a high-mileage car for longer trips, and I never kept track of how much fuel I used in the high-mileage car. For another, I now have a dog. The dog increases fuel use in two ways. Sometimes I take her places in the car that I wouldn't have gone otherwise, like to the vet, or that I would have gone to on the motorcycle or the bicycle if I was by myself. I have a bike trailer, but I don't think I can convince her to stay in it while I'm biking. Probably the more significant way the dog increases my use of fuel is that, as a single person, I try to get home more often than I otherwise would. And I live in the hills, with a 700-foot climb up from the valley. No more leaving home early in the morning and staying downtown until the end of an evening meeting. No, I want to be home in the late afternoon to feed the dog and make sure she gets out some. If I have an evening meeting, rather than bicycle up and down the hill twice, I take the motorcycle for at least one of those trips. With all of those caveats, I've tried to get a rough idea of how the motorcycle has affected my fuel use by comparing early April to early June of this year with last year. Total fuel use last year, including my estimate of what I used on trips in the high-mileage car, was about 25 gallons for those 2 months. This year, I used 13 gallons in the low-mileage car and 10 on the motorcycle, for a total of about 23 gallons. Not much difference. One behavior change that has upped my fuel use is that I motorcycle to the radio stations instead of bicycling this year. I think it really is Jevons' paradox operating. My revulsion at burning fuel is so much less for the fuel-sipping motorcycle than for a car that I find myself riding the motorcycle instead of the bicycle almost all the time. That's about a quart of gasoline per trip, or about 20% of the fuel that I use during this period. Since the ice has left the roads, I've driven the car almost nowhere. I take the motorcycle on trips up to 50 miles away. On a single 100-mile round trip, I do save about 2 gallons of gas using the motorcycle instead of the car. In fact, if I'm going to own a car at all, I need to consciously make sure it gets used enough to stay healthy. Some years ago, I let the car sit so long that the brakes rusted up, and I spent a fair amount at the shop to get them serviced. This year, in early June, I noticed that I'd gone a little over 100 miles since I'd filled the tank 2 months before. I made a couple longer trips in the car, and that really upped my total fuel usage for this period. I'll keep monitoring my fuel use and try to start bicycling more again. The world seems like such a more pleasant place after 5 or 15 miles on a bicycle. I'm Carl Ettnayer, and that's this week's Peak Oil Check-In.
Peak Oil Check-In was produced by Relocalizing Vermont Productions in association with WGDR Plainfield.